Jake, how are you this morning?
Great, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'd be feeling good, too, with the weekend that you had with all those victories over the University of Michigan.
Well, you know, yeah, we played well last weekend, and, you know, it was a tough weekend weather-wise, and unfortunately we were on the road for all three games, which even added to it. But, you know, anytime you can beat your rival, it's a positive. And, you know, Michigan certainly has a lot of tradition and a strong program. And we feel pretty fortunate to have swept the series. First time it's been done, I think, in 56 years here. So, you know, it was a good weekend, and it gives us a little bit of momentum as we move into actual conference play this weekend.
How big is that, not only for morale, but for recruiting?
Well, you know, I think it's you know, big for both. You know, to be honest with you, you know, at the same time, I mean, you look at recruiting, and you got to look at what your needs are, and you know, certainly doesn't hurt. But you know, they do a good job in the state, and we you know, we're trying to keep a lot of the in-state talent home as well. And so, you know, you hope it doesn't come down to you know, a three-game series that sways a recruit one way or another. But it very well could, and so it certainly can't hurt us.
All right, the team is back after a Florida trip. What'd you learn in Florida?
Well, you know, I think we're a little deeper than we thought we were going to be. I think you know, our pitching is better than I thought it was going to be. Not that we thought it was going to be bad, but there were some question marks there that we weren't quite sure of, and really we've pitched it very, very well, you know, all year up to this point, and hopefully that continues today and into the weekend. But, you know, we've had some surprises. We've been playing a lot of young guys, and we had three freshmen in the lineup on Sunday against Michigan, and those three guys really kind of led us to victory. And so, you know, with a lot of young guys, you're not quite sure what you're going to get, especially consistency-wise, and those guys are starting to prove that they can do it at this level, so it's been fun to watch.
All right, you got a big game today. Central is a good baseball team. They will be here in East Lansing for a home game. It's going to be a little chilly, but you'll have dry, sunny weather. Tell us about Central.
Well, yeah, Central is an outstanding program with a lot of tradition as well, and they're Mid-American Conference champions last year. And they played a difficult schedule. They've got some pretty quality wins on their schedule, and so it's going to be a good test for us. People don't realize, I think, that baseball in the Mid-American Conference is outstanding, and they get a lot of players drafted out of that league, and it's a very good competitive conference, and really one of our goals, you know, at the beginning of every year is to win the state of Michigan. And, you know, certainly a good program coming in like that in Central today is going to be a tough foe for us. But, you know, it would be another step toward accomplishing our goals at the end of the year.
And for people who haven't been to the new baseball facility, they need to go. Tell us how cool it is playing there, Jake.
Well, it really is something special, Tony. It's a you know, beautiful facility. We've got 2,500 seats and 400 chairback seats. And Drayton McLean, who's the owner of the Houston Astros and a Michigan State alum, was very generous in donating money for that stadium, and his name is on it. You know, and well deserved, obviously. But you know, it's a really point of pride for our guys. You know, it's some place that they really enjoy going out to and playing in every day. And you know, the sight lines are great, and you're really close to the field, and it's really a neat college baseball, not only facility, but setting down there by the Red Cedar River. And now the whole complex is really coming together with our softball stadium, you know, being completed here this spring, and soccer field is done down there. So old college field is really something that's second to none as far as athletic facilities are concerned.
All right. As you know, Coach, I coach a U-10 team. We start practice today. I need help with two things. Number one, how do I help young kids, 9- and 10-year-olds, hit the baseball better?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, they have to get over a genuine fear of getting hit, you know, and that's one of those things that can be difficult sometimes with the young kids. And, you know, my son, you know, is 9 years old as well, and that was something that I know he had to get over. And so just the fact of realizing that, you know, they do have the helmet on, and if they do get hit, it's not going to hurt forever, and you know, they can make you know, make the most of it. But, you know, really those young guys, it's, you know, it's fun to watch them play. And we just, you know, tell our son and guys on his team, you know, just to continue to play hard and have a good time playing.
All right. And how do I develop a pitcher? We had six kids last year, and we got them a lot of innings. How do you get those kids to develop as pitchers?
Well, I think as, you know, as young guys especially, not only pitching, but, you know, I'd like to see, you know, a lot of young guys playing a lot of different positions, really, you know, and give everybody experience doing a lot of different things. And when you're working with a young kid, you know, on pitching or throwing, really, I mean, it's important to work on proper mechanics and, you know, proper arm action and stay away from breaking balls until they're in high school. I'm a firm believer in that. I don't think there's any reason for a young kid to throw a curveball until his body is more mature and his arm is ready to handle that type of stress. Because if mechanically you're not doing things right, you know, it's going to end up leading to an arm injury. And so, I would just say, you know, as far as developing pitchers at a young age, you know, have them play a lot of different positions, work on that arm action, and try to keep that good arm action, you know, the same when they're on the mound. And you know, kind of like hitting, just let them throw and work on locating that fastball and maybe developing a changeup. But, you know, at a young age especially, just, you know, work on locating the fastball and keeping good mechanics.
All right, and before we let you go, Coach, is the field leveling for Northern colleges versus those warm weather schools in the West and the South when it comes to scheduling and trying to keep pace with those warm weather places?
Well, you know, we're doing what we can, Tony. It's difficult, though. I think, you know, the Big Ten and the Big East conferences have come together the last couple of years and run a Big Ten, Big East chairwoman's down in Florida the opening weekend, which is, I think, really helped both our conferences. You know, it enables us to play each other and not have to go down and play a lot of schools that have been outside all year long. And, you know, that helps both conferences' RPIs. And you know, and as everybody knows, it's just kind of the same as basketball with the RPI. You know, the better your RPI is, the better chance you have to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. You know, the problem is, you know, weather-wise, we chase the sun for the first four or five weekends, and you know, a lot of times there's really nothing else you can do but go down and play a warm weather.
Well, today you're going to be playing at 3:00, home contest against CMU. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Tony.